Girl, let's relax and just vibe out. Put on my favorite station so we can black out. You know the station where they play real good R&B. With DJ Kiefer, Sade, and Tasha, ooh-wee. They bringing that old theme back. They make you wanna fall in love all over again. So turn the music up and just take my hand. Come with me.
The music's to the right frequency.
It's time for a little intimacy, yeah.
DJ Good Vibe is on the one and twos. Playing that music that get you in the mood.
No other podcast
made me feel like that. Tune in every other Thursday.
R&B Live.
R&B Live. R&B Live.
To another place. I even listen when I'm laid up with my baby.
R&B Live.
R&B Live. R&B Live.
R&B Live.
R&B Live.
Yo, 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 yo.
Hey.
Hey. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is episode 24. Your man DJ Kiefer right here on the R&B Live Music. Welcome, everybody. Man, you know, I got the whole crew up in here.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I'm not even going to do the introduction. They're going to do it their damn selves.
You know who we are?
Hey. Who that?
Hey.
Who that? Who that?
Hey.
Hello,
love.
Hey.
Who that?
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Sade.
Sade!
I know. It's been a while. I always felt like it's always been a while.
Miss you, Sade.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Miss you, girl.
So glad to have you back.
No, thank you. Thank you.
But you know, we got to do.
Of course, yeah. Y'all, she here.
What's the next one? Who the next one is?
Mr. Shaw, hello.
What's up, everyone? I miss you. R&B Live up in this bitch.
You know, and you know, we couldn't do this without, you know, we would be nothing.
Not a damn thing.
With this guy, you know, this guy has been with us from day one. So he's a day one guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's definitely a day one guy. So my man, Mr. Good Vibe.
What up?
Hey, Good Vibes.
What's up? Oh, wait, are you on? Yeah.
Bringing the good tunes with the good vibes.
Hey, there he
is. Yeah, you on. Go ahead, talk.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
Better? You good?
Yeah.
Why good vibes
he
is
looks
always good.
Yeah.
Him, man, he got
he's
the.
He's never bad.
This dude always got the fly shirts.
I know.
I want
Ensenada.
One.
Ensenada.
Right.
Where'd you get that shirt from, bro?
Ensenada, Mexico.
Woo.
Hey.
Were you on vacation?
Hell yes.
Yes.
So did you
I need
get
a vacation.
Did you get away from the heat or the heat still followed you?
Oh, no. It was nice, man. It was like 70s, 80s.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, until we got to Mexico, then it was kind of humid. And then it was like about like high 80s, low 90s.
Not too bad. But did you have a nice. Good time?
I did.
Good.
Did you get robbed?
I just looked at.
Did you get robbed?
No, whoa, I did not.
Don't say that.
No, we're all good.
No.
Hey,
I'm seriously going to do it. I looked it up online while we were getting ready. I looked it up, so.
That was my first boat cruise ever. It was fun.
I'm terrified, but I want to do it since
I've
you did
done
it.
That boat cruise too.
It was so fun.
I've done that.
I had a great
I've done
time.
That, I've done that cruise when
I
went. Too.
I haven't done it. I'm too scared.
Back
really
in the
nice.
90s.
I'm too chicken shit.
You can't swim, huh?
No, I can swim. I just don't like enclosed air. Well, I mean, it's a boat, like a really big boat. So it's really scary to me. In the water.
Well, you know, this is episode 24, man. This is the R&B Live, but you know, we got this new campaign that, you know, we bringing back, you know, the dopest artists that actually performed and interviewed on our show. Mm-hmm. You know, so without further ado, I got my guy, Nico Blue.
Woo! What's up?
Nico?
Bless.
Why you man? You look like LL Cool J with those glasses on,
though.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, what's up, man? You taking it back?
Something like
Let
that.
Let me have them.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Yeah,
what's up,
like,
man?
I like them.
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Welcome.
I'm trying to cop those.
We're gonna see how it looks on you.
We got to get the preview first.
Okay.
Before
Okay.
But, I'll let you rock them. See how it looks on you.
But you know, Nico's here, man, because he's gonna be a part of the crew.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Love it.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Give me a fifth seat, man.
That's right.
Come on, man.
Yeah, we got you.
We need a bigger studio. But without anything, we gotta do the toast. We always do our toast before we do our shows because we are extremely blessed to be doing this.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and I'm extremely blessed to have all of you guys here because it's tough to bring 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 motherfuckers in the same room
on time.
On time, too.
Yeah.
On time.
Yeah.
I ain't calling you that. but it's really a blessing. So I just want to give cheers.
Cheers, guys.
And
cheers.
A big shout out to Sade. Boy, she hooked us up with the with the drinky drinks.
Oh my god, I'm in love with this drink.
The red drinks today.
Come up with a name for this drink.
We'll call this R&B drink.
Yes.
We're going to call it R&B.
R&B special.
I'm going to call it...
What do you want to call it?
I don't know. Something better than that. But it's going to be a good drink. It's going to be the house drink.
It should be your name.
Should be my name?
This shit is good.
The Sade.
We call it the Smooth Op.
The smooth op.
There we go.
I like that.
Okay. Come on, the smooth op.
Let me get that smooth op on the rocks.
Yeah. There you go.
Yay.
Okay. Cheers, guys. Cheers.
You better patent that.
Facts. So we got a great show for you guys today. We're gonna be talking about a lot of things. Summer Walker and her man. SZA. Talk about SZA. She's doing some fabulous things. And of course, Monica. Mm-hmm. Gotta talk about Monica, you know what I'm saying?
Let's get into it.
You know, yeah, we're gonna get into it. And then also, you know, we're gonna talk about that's gonna be leading into Monica. We're gonna talk about domestic violence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So and we have a few people here that are that is very personal to them. So they kind of really give an insight on domestic violence. So we're gonna dive into that, man. You know, it's gonna be a heavy show, but not too heavy.
Not too heavy.
Not with the op drink.
Not the smooth bop.
The smooth op.
Smooth op.
Not the smooth op. You know what I'm saying? But you know, we since we got our guy here, Mr. Nico Blue, we gotta play his song.
What's happening?
Yes.
One of the hottest song in Vegas right now.
Play that.
I know. And go ahead and do the introduction, sir.
Oh, this is my new single. It's called All My Life. It's out right now on streaming platforms. Video is out too.
We're gonna like to see the video.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Go cop it.
Cop it. This your man Kiefer.
Sade.
And your girl Tasha.
R&B Live.
Yeah.
What's up? This is Nico. I would like to see you soon, man. I'm gonna be at the studio, be at Studio 77. Just come down and let's chop it up. It'll be great to see you. Alright, hit me back.
Oh, nah, nah, nah. I think I'm running out of time. Oh, nah, nah, nah. I wanna make you my, my, my. Oh, my. I think we got a situation. I need to know, is it mutual? Yeah, I done did some things that I cannot say, or some broken hearts that I cannot mend. Yeah, it's some parts I took, don't know how I made it. Somebody like you all my life.
Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back, this man, Kiefer.
How y'all? What's up, everyone? That's your girl, Tashaw, in the building.
That's a fire video.
I love that video, and I love that song. What was the inspiration behind that song?
Actually, it was something I saw a couple going through.
And your inspiration again.
Yeah, there we go. Yes. You already know. Yeah. It was inspiration. That inspired me to write a song, you know. It's what more like it feels like a wedding song to me. Mm-hmm. Somebody can walk down the aisle to you.
Yeah. All my life. You know. Mm-hmm. I finally found love.
Yeah. Yes.
I need that in my life.
Yeah.
All my life.
We all Come on.
Yeah, we all But welcome back to your man Kiefer. And you know, it's the R&B Live.
It is.
Hi, Sade.
Hi.
How you been, girl?
I've been good.
You been good? Why you look so chocolatey right now? You been out in the sun?
Your skin is glistening.
Yeah. Your sun is like,
I've been inside, but like when I'm outside.
I don't know what that means.
I was in the water, like out in the water, like all day. Okay. Yeah.
You dipping and diving.
Golden tint.
Yeah.
It's beautiful though.
Yeah, thank you guys. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And nothing else. We missed you in the last two episodes.
I know.
Any updates you want to give us? How's your mental health? How's everything with that?
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm good. I've been working a lot.
Working and twerking?
Yeah, working and twerking. So it feels like it's
demonstrate.
Like... yeah.
Yeah, we need more viewers.
yeah, no, it's just been working. I've been working a lot.
Okay.
I think I had one day off in the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
So it was like an actual full day.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah,
shit.
No, I was like, I'm not used to that. And it's a lot. But yeah, no, I've been good.
All right, well, that's good. And you, Tashaw, how's everything with you, girl?
I'm good. I'm amazing. I've been doing the R&B thing. I forgot to tell you guys last time. I went to the Janet concert. I seen Cool in the Game.
What?
I'm old school.
I forgot about That's Janet. Fire.
And actually, me, my mom, and my daughter went to Kool & the Gang. And me and my daughter went to Janet, which was awesome. Both at the Hollywood Bowl. And then I also went to see this new up-and-coming group called The Privilege. And they were so dope.
Really?
Yes.
Are they on any social media?
Yes,
okay, send that information.
I will.
I'll like to hear that.
So I've been getting my groove on.
Okay, not Stella, but
dipping in the music, you know.
Keeping that spirit up.
Keeping the lifestyle of R&B, you know.
Yeah. I love it. And what about you, Nico? How's everything? You know, we're gonna dive more into you know, Mr. Nico Blue. You know, not the artist. You know, the man behind the music.
Yes.
I'm good, man. I'm just taking one day at a time.
Okay.
My mental is good.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good,
my mental is good. And just still doing this music, man.
I hear you, bro. I hear you, bro. This brother is so smooth.
I'm just cool, calm, collected.
Yeah. But it's the smooth ones that you have to watch out for. You know what I'm saying?
Watch out for the three C's.
wait until we get into this. Music. The top five Silky Sheets.
Yeah,
we don't know all about that. But let me change my shit. There we go. Let's get into R&B news. Let's get into Summer Walker. I gotta get you guys view on Summer Walker. I think I got some notes on her about her and Meech. Is it Meech?
Yeah,
Little Meech. There you go, right there. So it looks like he's been cheating on her.
Oh no!
Oh,
she an
ass.
I kind of knew
not
it
surprised.
From the jump.
You said you kind of knew it?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So a brother came, what?
I mean, come on. I mean, oh my God. Just the stuff that he's been going through.
He's been going through?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What specific?
Yeah,
I would say with the law. I ain't trying to judge nobody, but
speak your mind.
It just seemed like it. Bro, it just seemed like he was gonna do that from the jump.
Well, you don't.
He's portraying his father too, and And I think he actually lived that lifestyle. I mean, not the drug lifestyle, but just the fast lifestyle.
Right, right. You know,
and portraying his father at the same time.
So is it really hard, ladies, to like date a man that's like an entertainer or someone of his stature that you know, not knowing that he may cheat? I mean,
I don't really think about that. I don't really think about that going into the relationship, but it is hard because of time. They're always gone. So if you're really insecure, I can see how those insecurities can really eat at you because you don't know what they're doing all the time. You don't know what they're doing when they're out.
Well, Summer Walker is known, she's been labeled as a very quiet and insecure person.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I'm not saying that it's her fault or anything like that, but you think that has anything to play with it, you know, in her insecurity? Because she literally said, I cannot take any more of this shit. That's what she said. She put that on her IG.
I mean, her previous relationship, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It was with that producer, London on the Track. Yeah, so that was pretty bad. He put her through a lot of stuff.
That's a baby daddy, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I think all men cheat.
Plus, man.
It's a big percentage. Yeah.
He's really young, too. You know? He's like 23, 22.
She's young, too.
I think she's a little bit older than him.
Okay.
She's a little older, but not a big, but it makes a big difference. And women do mature a lot faster than men.
Yeah, they do. I think,
I think it's just the honesty that gets to me. When people know that they not really ready for a committed relationship, but yet they claim to commit to someone instead of just being honest, you know?
Oh, okay. So she's 27.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's 27 years old. She said, I'm done pulling up on cheating guys because of her past relationship. Nico just pointed that out. So I think she's a sweetheart. You know, I don't wish bad things on her. I just wish, I think, like you said, when she had that with her previous boyfriend, London's on the beat, London on the Track.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, treating her bad and stuff like that. So I think that's bad, too. So I don't know, man. I think you have to change your if you want something different, you got to change the way how you look at things or how you approach things.
Your perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your perspective and who you choose to.
Right.
You know, a lot of times we'll see the signs, but we ignore them.
All the red flags be popping up. You know what I'm saying?
Be painting them jumps green. They're not.
They're not green. They don't mean go.
I know.
They don't mean go. So
don't paint them green.
So apparently they're broken up and she's done with that.
I did thought they were cute though.
Yeah, in that music video, her first single.
I didn't see the music video.
You did. You said, is that Meech? And I said, I don't know if that's Meech. You said, that's Meech from BMF. You said that.
Oh.
that lets you know, guys, who be watching the videos and who don't be watching the videos.
Hey!
I'm going to put you out on that. You be watching the videos?
Nope.
J Boogie?
I'll be honest, I ain't seen that video. I love Summer Walker.
What do you mean, just videos or our videos?
Our videos. Episodes? Our episodes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a different story then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now they ain't gonna change their mind. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
I don't wanna get these two in trouble.
But you viewers, make sure you watch it.
Facts. So SZA.
Okay,
my girl,
what's going on?
My girl SZA. SZA has, her album, top chart of all times.
Well deserved.
Top chart. That's Maxwell. No, yeah, top charts. Yeah, man. She's been on there for like 13 weeks now.
Okay.
So so
extremely
she's
talented.
Very talented. Yeah. So she's So I'm big shout out to her, man. I love her that her music is has been 21 weeks on the top billboards.
Yeah. Go SZA. Have anybody listened to her full album though?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
dope.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I haven't. I just Absolutely. Been. Randomly hearing songs, but normally I'll listen to it. So
yeah, it's
where
good.
Is it?
So
I got Aaliyah back here.
It's on my list.
I got her here.
I saw it last time.
There's her first album right there.
Yeah.
But I got the second one here. Anyway. So I'm a vinyl geek, so I got my vinyl music. Let's get into what else is on the docket here? Summer Walker, yep. Oh, let's get, we're also, I forgot that we didn't mention this in the last two episodes. We are still celebrating Black Love Campaign. with our guys Mike London and Jessica mm-hmm. Walker, Jessica Washington. We're doing the Black Love campaign, so you guys make sure you go to that. It's www.celebrateblacklove.com. Go ahead and sign up. They're doing live. That's where I met Aisha. You know, when she performed live, you know, Aisha. Her name is Aisha. Yes. Yeah, don't. Yeah,
oh
please don't tell her because she's gonna shoot me. Okay,
we won't.
I don't know if she has a weapon, but I'm not gonna trust it. It's Aisha.
That's right, Aisha.
Cause yeah. I was gonna sing that song.
Let me get that shit right.
She's beautiful. I love
that's what humans say.
Hey, ain't like I've been out with a couple of sisters. I know how to make the names right.
All right now.
Better.
There you go.
Y'all better know.
So anyway, let's get into
deep dive with Tasha, having open and honest conversations about the R&B community.
All right, Tasha.
Hey.
I like the song.
She got a little own little rhythm. What's up? But before we go into that, mm-hmm. I want to play the you go ahead and do it. You go ahead and make
no,
this.
No, what you going to
play? We're going to play the video of Monica. That's going to kind of steer period. So go ahead. I'm going to turn this down. Go ahead and play the video, J Boogie. She said, fuck that, I'm getting off the stage.
What are we talking about?
What is going on?
So yeah, we're playing this video right now. Everyone should know it by now. So but yeah, go ahead and play it. So go ahead and switch it back. But so go ahead and talk about that, because apparently there's something that a man was hitting a woman in the audience. Oh. Like literally beating her ass.
Yeah.
Oh my god, okay.
This was Monica at her show.
Yeah, in Detroit.
Yeah. Got off the stage and intervened pretty much.
Yeah.
Just trying to stop the fight. Which I think is crazy that a man was, you know,
like do that in public.
Absolutely.
That's wild.
But it happens all the time. It's sad to say, but it's so true. So I was really disturbed when I saw that.
Yeah, I was too.
But I was glad that Monica did stand up and took a stand and, you know.
Yeah, sometimes
a lot of artists will see stuff and they don't want to quite get involved.
Or just throw a microphone at you. I'm sorry, dude. No.
But it was nice to see that she really, you know, cared about her audience and her fans and wanted to step in. So
yeah, that's bigger than what she was doing.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's why we wanted to kind of talk about the domestic violence in the culture.
Absolutely.
You know, so this is your floor, girl.
Yeah.
You know, do your thing. Tell us more about the domestic violence and or anything that revolves that.
Well, I mean, first of all, I want to say that with domestic violence, it's not always necessarily someone physical. You know, it could be emotional, mental abuse that a lot of people are receiving. I actually been in a relationship where I was mentally and emotionally abused. And it was some physical, nothing too crazy, more pushing type of, and it, actually I was the aggressor at the time. And thank God the guy that I was dating didn't just try to restrain me, you know? So we both had some serious issues, calling each other names and just being very disrespectful to each other.
Okay.
You know, so had someone that was kind of
narcissist.
Yeah, definitely a narcissist, and trying to control me. They'll will you in, you know,
yep,
and groom
yep.
you, and you don't know that you're being groomed. So I'm glad that we're talking about these, you know, this subject,
right?
To be able to let other people know, just watch out for some of the signs that men and women do.
But what are the signs?
Well, one, as far as trying to control you, taking you from your family, you know, when we look at it, we're like, oh, this person just wants to spend time with me and they love me. And, you know, but isolating you, you know, from your friends, from your family, start to tell you what you, what to do, you know, when to come in the house, just having controlling
all those flags,
what to wear. You know what I mean? If that's who you are as a person, you like to wear certain things, and then someone is coming in and trying to stray you away from you being your authentic self, you know, those are signs, you
okay.
know.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, how about you guys? Have you guys ever experienced domestic violence or just being in a relationship with their...
I was with one young lady a long time ago. It's like, because I started late. I was a late bloomer. I didn't start dating until I was like 22. So... I think I was 23. I was dating this Nicaragua girl, you know, mm-hmm. Spanish, you know, very, very spicy. So we dated for about two years. And then one particular night, we were like, we never really argue, but this particular reason, she wanted to get broasty, and, you know, and girl slapped me pie out. I said,
sheesh.
Oh, okay. I left.
Wow.
I looked, cause I was about to beat her ass. I left, and guess what? I broke it off. Like, I didn't. I told her mama in Spanish, me no cono, I'm not coming over to the casa. Me not coming over. Why, Miro? Why? So yeah, so that was my only.
That was
I think I've never had anyone really like get, I mean, loud and try to, you know, I've had some stalkers try to get, you know, like okay. in your face. I mean, I had to push a girl off of me because she wouldn't want to leave the house.
Oh,
know.
Wow.
911. Hey, this bitch is crazy. You know. So, but other than that, no, like long tearing domestic violence. I never gave that energy.
Right.
You know. So
understood.
All my breakups has been really like closure, except my ex-wife and her.
Okay, yeah. Good for you. How about you, Sade or Nico? You guys experience.
Right, you go first.
It was the worst relationship of my whole life.
Whoa.
3 years. And this dude was everything in the book, everything bad in the book. He was, it was him, like, seriously. Had alcoholism, drug use. And obviously I didn't know this until later into the relationship. Mm-hmm. It started coming out, the truth. But in a sense, it was terrible. Like, he was the man that made me trust him and love him and fall in love with him, like madly in love with him, and built me up, and then slowly, meticulously manipulated me and broke me down, you know. Mm-hmm. Built me up just to break me down, like, mm-hmm. And everything. I lost everything, my friends, my family, my possessions. Like, every single thing in my whole life that I built and worked for, it was gone. So, yeah, wow. Worst relationship ever. It was terrible. Yeah, he was abusive, you know, verbally, mentally, physically, everything.
Wow.
And it was just crazy. Yeah, it was a crazy,
I'm
crazy
sorry
relationship.
You went through that.
Yeah, no, girl. I loved him so much, and, you know, I never thought I would ever be in a situation like that. You know, I always saw other people, and it was bad. Yeah, like I completely shielded myself from my friends and my family, completely cut them out because I felt like I was only protecting them because he was crazy. He was a crazy motherfucker. Like, it was crazy. Yeah, so I know firsthand about domestic violence, and I totally am an advocate for it, and depression and suicide, the foundation here, the Las Vegas chapter, I'm totally, you know, an advocate for. So, yeah, but I mean, like you guys said, I painted all those green flags or red flags green. Like, it was just like, I just tried to help him. I wanted to be Captain Save-A-Ho and try to save his ass and try to change him.
You were the captain. He was the hoe.
Yeah. Yeah. But I always thought he would change. You know, I always thought things would get better. He just didn't know how to handle his.
You saw the good in him.
Yeah, I saw the good in him. And I've seen that because that's when we were trying to build something together, and then it just all fell apart. But he didn't know how to handle life's problems. He suppressed his emotions through alcohol and drug use.
Yes.
And he had a whole history of a terrible childhood. So, I mean, yeah, it was just terrible for him when he grew up. So it was just hard for him to really really express his emotions, and he suppressed them and had anger issues. And yeah, you know, it started with like the wall. He would start breaking items, and then it moved on to being physical, and it was just, it was bad. Like so bad. So
well, you know, I'm glad you're here.
Me, yes. Yeah, me too.
You yes. know, you're yeah. here. You're stronger than ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're still the beautiful woman. So you know, yeah. you know, so that's good that
Thank
you're
you
here.
Guys. Hey. Yeah. Right on. No, you know what came from this? I'm writing a book about it. Like the whole life so thing. Good. I've been working on it for a really long time. I'm gonna get some help on this, but like, that's yeah. But I just totally want to try and.
That book needs to be written.
It needs to be. I hear that all the time when I tell people my story and my testimony.
Testimony.
Testimony. Yeah. So yes. They always say you should write a book. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do yes. this. So, yeah, that only made me stronger. That only made me rise up above how I used to be and the person I used to be. So I never want to go back to that for sure.
You won't.
Yeah, no. Never.
There's many listeners out there that may be in both our shoes. Yeah, we had different experience, but what would you tell some of these listeners that feel like, I can't get out of this?
No, you, know, you have to get him. Out. No,
you
I'm
know,
telling
he's
you,
my world.
You trust your gut no matter what. You never, ever, ever, ever go against your gut. Never go against your beliefs. Never go against yourself. Like,
your family.
Yeah. And stay true to yourself. Like, the red flags are there. They're always going to be there. They're never going to change no matter what. So, yes. Yeah, I mean, that's what I would say.
Did you reach out to somebody, or how were you able to get out of the situation?
I came to Vegas.
Oh, okay.
That's wow. what I did. My dad was out here. I packed all of my things. I had like enough. Like I really like hit rock bottom. And I like had like a epiphany. I packed my things that day and left like at 5 that morning and drove out here to Vegas. Mm. And of course he followed me, like tried to stalk me. Like it's been 3 years after I moved out here that he finally stopped, but he always comes around like a revolving door. Mm-hmm. And I've changed my number 5 times. Like I've done, you know, I was even hesitant to do the podcast because I didn't want him to find me. You know, I think we talked about in season one where I was just like, I changed my name, like everything. And then I was like, you know what? I'm fucking not doing that anymore. I'm over that shit. Like, you're not gonna try and scare me. Like, none of that. And I finally just accepted myself.
Good
I guess
you.
I should say. Yeah, yep. It was good. Thank you.
We're Sade now, not Dave Marie.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. Yeah. So, yes. If you ever are in a situation like that where you are getting physical or he's getting physical with you, you should really just seek out help, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And your family's always gonna be there for you, no matter what. You have to realize that you are not alone. Just really, really.
I love it. That's a great story.
Keep your eyes up. Yes. Yeah, everything.
And, yeah. And what about you, Nico?
Yes, man? Yes, what's going on with you?
Nah, man, I'm cool. Well, I had a relationship. She was just crazy.
Okay,
she
crazy.
Was just crazy.
Oh man.
And I knew it when we was talking to like
first time. Talking to Mike right here.
I'm sorry. When we was talking on the phone, like just getting to know each other, just one time out the blue, she just cussed me out.
For like, no reason.
Red flag number one.
She just out the blue. Like,
damn.
Wow.
Out the blue. Yeah.
Why you hang up on me? And she just went off. And I'm off the phone, like, what is going on right now?
How long you guys been dating?
It wasn't even that.
Oh, damn.
It was the beginning stages, like cupcaking stages, honeymoon stages.
Already, though.
You went too deep, huh?
I did.
Yeah, that's what
I did. I did.
We've been those panties.
I did.
I'm not. Hey, sometimes, you can't give them all 8 on the first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gotta give them like 6.5.
Oh.
Man, I'm sorry, man. So
did it last long, or did you still continue to move forward?
I stayed. I mean, but I knew from the jump. I still stayed because see, when she cussed me out, I was like, all right, she's probably having a bad day.
Yeah.
I knew it from there, you know. So
he's like, erased that red flag real quick.
Yeah, erased it. I knew it from there, but then it just got worse and worse. She was just, I think she was bipolar because she was just everything was very sporadic. You know what I mean? Mm. Everything, just.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think I had any bipolar females. I don't think I. I'm trying to think.
You
said? Very, very random and very spontaneous. Mm-hmm. I mean, was it as serious as it got
with the toxicity, I guess? Like, it was just the yelling and, like,
the yelling she ever got? Because I'm always calm. That's just me.
She was just very
turned up all the time. And she didn't like the way how calm I was.
She wanted to rise out of you.
Yeah. She wanted to get a kick out of me.
Oh, that's what it is.
I've known some people like that, too.
Yeah. It's a way for them to feel loved. Like, you care. Like, the past. It's just crazy.
That's their dumb way of thinking this is love.
Yeah.
If you turned up with me.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Or yelled or whatever. So
it's crazy how it stems from trauma, you know, like...
Childhood trauma.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We all affected by it. Oh,
right, yeah. Right. And we still affected it to this day.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. Yeah.
Good vibe.
Yes.
What about you?
What about you, sir?
I think I was kind of like in a similar situation like Nico, where it wasn't like domestic physical abuse. It was more like a mental thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know what the hell. You know, like the girl was like very toxic. And in the very beginning, you know, like whatever, any relationship, you don't know what's going to happen. But after you're kind of in it, it's kind of like you already see the flags, like, I don't know. Do I keep going with it? Hope that they change.
Right. Yes. Right. You know, I don't know how many times I packed my bag. Like, I can't even tell you how many times.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Like, I was like, and then it was stupid. But, like, merry-go-round.
I just seen the, like, females that I was in a relationship with, like, they would do things to themselves.
Ooh,
and that's what got to me. Crazy. I'm like, yo, I can't deal
with
this.
What's an example? Would you mind giving an example of what they would do?
Like, because I'm pretty calm and, like, you know, always pretty composed.
Yeah.
You know, gotcha. At all times. And she was just like, I don't know, just on one day and kind of getting all pissed off at, like, random dumb shit, you know?
Well, that's crazy because I'm doing my calculation.
Backtracking.
Yeah, backtrack, right? I did have a crazy one. I worked at FedEx for 15 years. So this is during my courier days. And she lived in Whittier. Mm-hmm. So I was doing deliveries in Carson. So Carson, Whittier is not that far. Well, wait a minute. Was it Carson? Commerce. Commerce and Whittier are close. Anyway, so she calls me out of the blue. I'm in the bathroom and I got a knife in my arm. If you don't come over here, I'm about to just cut everything out and I'm just gonna die. Oh, I'm like, no. I say, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what? No. Hung up. Cause you know, this is crazy shit. Call back again. And then I can hear kids. Mama, what are you doing? I was like, oh, hell no. She had like 3 kids. I was like, oh, hell no. I was like, what is going on? I'm about to kill myself because you haven't called me in 2 days. Wow. I'm like, I'm working, you know, FedEx, you know, where I work 10-hour days, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not doing shit. Well, you out there doing something. You fucking something. You know, you ain't been, this went random shit.
Yeah.
So, but when someone said they're about to kill themselves and you got kids, so I went ahead and called 911, hey, blah, 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 you know, and then I went ahead and called my boss and said, hey, man, I got a family issue. Drove over there. Police got over there, got her out the bathroom, you know what I'm saying? She's in the car. Police officer comes to me, said, yeah, this is not her first time.
Oh, wow.
She's been 5150 quite a few times because what they do is they lock you up for 48 hours. And they say 5150. When you say someone's about to kill himself, they lock you up. In the mental thing for 48 hours. He said, yeah, she's been known to do this. They knew her because, you know, Whittier cops came. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. I was like, man, you want to file a report? I said, well, what am I going to file? Is she crazy? Yeah, file that shit all day. but when even though she's done this before, I'm still going to come. You know, if you're going to say you're going to kill yourself, I'm going to still try to, you know, come and get there and whatnot, you know what I'm saying?
For the kids,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, that was one crazy episode. I forgot about that one. That was when I was living in Orange County. Yeah. You know,
wow, that is a crazy one.
Yeah, so but
so it's serious. So you must seek help.
So what? So Miss Clinical Dr. Tashaw.
Yes.
What can one do to, you know, get out of this and help themselves out of this mentally? And do you have like numbers and whatnot that they could call? I mean, how are you able to get out of this if someone's locked in this?
Well, you know, just like Sade said, you know, you got to count on your family. And when I say family, because everybody isn't fortunate to grow up with their biological family. So whoever you feel you can trust, family or friends, first, you know, reach out to them, talk to them, let them know your situation, come up with a plan of action. Because I know some of these cases are serious. I mean, some of these men out here like literally want to kill some of these women and vice versa, mm-hmm. you know? So I would definitely go to your family, seek out help. Definitely if you can get therapy as well, because you have to build your mental up. And a lot of times we end in situations because we have our own trauma that we haven't dealt with.
Right.
And that's why we put it up with someone that doesn't treat us right, you know, because we don't necessarily love ourselves. So anyone that's listening, you know, I would definitely tell them to look deep inside and to accept the fact that they don't love themselves. That's something I had to do myself, which was hard. And when I was in that domestic relationship of the verbal abuse, I went to therapy and my therapist asked me, like, do you love yourself? And of course I was like, yes. And then he asked me, well, if you love yourself, would you let somebody treat you the way that you're being treated, being disrespected, being called names, being cheated on, you know, and so on and so on. And if I truly did love myself, I wouldn't allow that to happen to me. So I think for a lot of people, we're in denial, you know, mm-hmm. with what's really going on, you know, with ourselves and not understanding the trauma that we've all gone through, you know, through our childhood life, that has affected us and why it has affected us. It's very important not to just identify the problem, but the reason why you're doing what you're doing.
Ah, gotcha. You know.
What they say, hurt people hurt people.
Hurt people hurt people. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. That's deep. Yeah. I mean, I know it's hard sometimes when you're in that situation. Sometimes you're actually like barricaded and you can't leave, you know. So if it gets to that point, you know, I tell everybody, I always, when someone texts me, if I don't text back to you in 2-3 days, you need to do a wellness check on my ass.
Yes.
Because I always return texts, you know. Not someone that doesn't do that often, then you already know their pattern. But right. if you know someone that you know that if I text this person, I'm gonna at least get something back 24 mm-hmm. hours or 40 hours. But if you don't hear from that person in three days, yes. I'm on the phone. Hey man, you good?
Yes.
Yeah, I just forgot that. I said, all right, cool. I just wanna make sure you're good.
Yeah.
Do a wellness check. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's just me. It's not about over caring. It's just that I know how the situation is, man. You don't know what people are going through.
Yeah.
You really don't. Absolutely. You really don't know what people are going through.
You know, sometimes people won't reach out, whatnot. So, look, man, I'm gonna do a wellness check on anybody I know. If I don't hear from you, if I don't see no social media post, mm-hmm. Oh, you getting a call from Kiefer.
Yeah.
What you doing?
You're a good friend, Kiefer.
What's up?
I tried, man. I'm not perfect, but you know, but I just know that this mental illness is really serious.
It's
out here.
It's real, man. It's real.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm happy that the culture is talking more about it.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm really happy that we are. And here on R&B Live, we're gonna continue advocating this disease.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And especially domestic violence and all that stuff, you know. And we'll have in the numbers at the end of the show, we'll have all the hotline numbers where you could go and reach out to your local domestic violence rehab number. We'll have all that stuff for you guys. So but hey, Tashaw, thank you.
Thank you guys for bringing your stories. They were so important, even for me to hear,
right. So let's get into the music. We got Sade, I got a new song for you.
Is it a jam? I don't know how to come out. Okay, we won't find out.
Later. This our little thing.
Yeah.
Nico got to do it too. Oh, all right, so this is what I say. This is what I say.
Okay.
This is what I say. Every time I say, Sade, I have a new song for you.
Is it a jam? It's the neck roll.
Did he do it, Jay Boogie? No, he didn't do it, huh?
He a little late.
A little
Time is off.
It's all good. So what is it?
I got a new song by Music Soul Child.
Ooh.
This album is fire. This album is fire, and this is the single off this album. This is his first album in a while.
It's not this.
So
I'm a fan.
It's called what's it called?
Is it love?
Is it love or is it a lie?
Is it a lie?
Is it a lie?
Okay.
That's the whole. Is it love or is it a lie?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Is it love? Is it lies?
Oh, is it lies? Love? Is it lies? Okay.
This your man Kiefer.
Sade. And Tisha.
R&B live. Keep it locked.
OV. Yeah. Really ain't up to me.
Yeah.
See,
that shit was fire.
What you show I like that.
That shit was fire.
Yeah, that was
I like that.
Yeah. How you feel about that, Nico?
I love the pockets that he be hitting. Putting the little jazz in there. The deal. So.
Yep. That's him all day, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is.
I can't hit those pockets. I love him. He be hitting the pockets.
Using that vocal as an instrument.
Yeah.
That song is fire, man. Thank you. Good vibe on that, man. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yes.
Thank you, bro. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Me likey.
So we're back, man. This is your guy, Kiefer. Got the ladies over here.
And Tisha.
Why are you so far back on the mic, girl? What's going on? You scared?
Am I? I haven't moved.
Get into it.
Get into it, girl. Come on now. I know you're trying to look all. You're trying to look all sexy and shit.
Yeah.
Where's the. We need to get the.
If it was your man, you'd be a little closer.
Facts. Facts. Speak on that. So we want to talk about the one and only R. Kelly.
Yes.
You know, he's been in the news. Everyone knows that he's been sentenced, you know, for many years for what he's done.
Forever. He ain't getting out.
So, but we're not going to talk about that R. Kelly. Robert. Was it Robert?
Yes.
We're not going to talk about Robert. We're going to talk about R. Kelly, the artist.
Yes.
And what he has done for the culture.
Genius.
You know what I'm saying? Genius. So, Tisha has something that, some enlightenment about Mr. R. Kelly. So, go ahead and break it down, sister girl.
Well, I mean, I definitely got some enlightenment and questions and, it's, you know, all the good stuff that how he's impacted the R&B culture. But let me ask you guys first. Okay. How do you feel that he's impact R&B culture?
Oh, he's still in my playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Still in my playlist.
King I know that's right.
I feel like he's the king of R&B in my opinion.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I feel the same way. It's sad that his name has been tarnished a little, but he is a genius and he has impact. I mean, he's a singer, he's a writer, he's a producer. You know, I mean, he had known as King of R&B, the King of Pop Soul, Pied Piper R&B. You know,
I don't know if he could have. I would have disencouraged that one, bro.
Yeah. Right.
I'm just saying.
But those are some, you know, that's how he influenced the culture. And the culture, you know, kind of gave him those names as well. And embraced those names that he has redefined R&B and I think was able to merge hip hop together as well. Yeah. You know, what do you guys feel about that?
I think his collab with Jay-Z was phenomenal.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
Best of both worlds.
I mean, when that came out, I was like, oh my god! I wasn't even a Jay-Z fan at that time.
Best of
both
worlds.
I like that song. The slow one come out. F you later or what's it called? Dang,
it's on that album.
Yeah, it's on that album. Oh,
yeah.
I'll have to go and look that up later.
But
yeah, what about you, Sade? Because you're the youngin' of the group. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah, I mean, am I right?
Yeah, girl. Yeah. You're the baby girl of this
group. Oh, shit, I didn't realize. Oh, I mean, I've always loved him. Since I was a kid, you know, I loved him. And I loved how he, like, revolutionized R&B, how he was able to come with his own style, like, throughout for decades, you know what I mean? Yes. Just change up.
He changed up, yeah, that's the key, you know? Right there. He was able to change up.
He was always able to, you know, evolve and come out with bangers and
stay relevant in the culture.
It was a story. Yeah. He's like a storyteller in his songs, you know, in a sense. And, like, you know, Trapped in the Closet, like, you know, it's
that was crazy.
That,
too,
like, took everybody by storm.
That was mind blowing.
That was.
I mean, he wrote for a lot of people too.
Oh yeah, yes. Oh yeah.
And we gonna get into that.
Okay.
But what do you guys think was his biggest hit? What song?
If I Could Fly.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
If I Could Fly.
Yeah. That one, I believe I could fly.
No.
What about you?
I want to say it's between Step in the Name of Love for the older crowd, and then If I Believe I Can Fly for, like, everybody.
Yeah, but it's none of those.
I think those are the two big.
Anybody got anything else?
Oh, maybe Ignition.
Let me figure this out. Don't say it yet.
It got to be with Selena.
Celine Dion.
No. Dang.
I think it's
an obvious one too. It's a popular song. That the culture love. Not the pop, but the culture.
Ignition.
I'm gonna go with Bump and Grind.
Bump and Grind was his biggest hit.
Wow.
Bump and Grind.
Ain't nothing wrong.
Really?
With a little bump and
grind. I know. I was gonna think it was like it. I thought it was. According to Billboard.
Billboards, okay, yeah. Billboards.
I thought it was that one. I Believe I Can Fly or Step in the Name of Love.
I believe that's what I was thinking too.
The reason why I didn't choose that because I know it did very well in the urban, but it didn't do well in the pop.
I had a feeling it was on 12.
You know
what I'm saying?
So yeah, no, that's why I mean. But you know, you could say it did very very well in the urban pop charts. I mean, the urban charts, but I thought the Celine was gonna be the one. Yeah.
I thought I Believe I Could Fly. Or something off of 12 Play, because 12 Play was his greatest album, I think. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Facts. Now, so. He Facts. Had many hits. Facts. How many hits do you guys think he?
Oh
had?
My God!
right.
10.
At least 10.
Yeah, 10.
No, no. Anybody else?
Oh, you asking?
Give me a number.
Okay.
God, I don't know. I think it's more than 10.
Really?
I would say you guys are close. Very close, though. Really? So
12. 12 Play.
I miss you, girl.
I miss
you. 15.
See how much I miss her?
You going to say?
What'd you say?
I just said more than 10.
Okay.
You said 15?
Yeah, 15.
I say 12.
11.
Oh. All right. Close.
All right.
Do I get a cookie for that?
All right.
Maybe.
You get half a cookie. I said 12 too, so you get half.
Now, he also had many top 10 on the Billboard. How many top 10 you guys think he had?
20.
Top 10.
Yeah, I say 20. I say over 20, my opinion. Yeah.
Yeah, at least 20.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, God, I don't know. I want to say less, but yeah, I'm going to say less than 20. I'm going to say less than 10.
Goodbye.
I'm gonna say like,
come on, man. This is like, you know,
22.
There you go.
I'm gonna say less than 10.
35.
Damn.
Wow. Yes.
Oh my God.
35 hits in the top 10. Isn't that crazy,
though?
That's crazy. That is crazy. How many records you guys think he sold over? It's in the millions. I'll give you guys that.
Like, his whole catalog?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 30.
30 million?
30 million.
Yeah. It's more than that. I think it's 50. I think it's 75 million.
It is.
You got it, baby. Wow.
Hey. Let's go, Peter.
Our Kelly connoisseur.
All right. Now we're gonna get into some of his awards. First of all, which awards you think he have won?
The Soul Train Awards.
Yeah.
Because they give them out like candy. So you know.
Is it Grammy or?
Huh?
Did he win a
Grammy? I think.
Did he won Grammys.
Yeah.
He
yes.
won
okay.
Grammys.
Yes.
He had,
yes. Yeah, yes.
He had a win
more
Grammy
than one.
For, I Believe I Can
what
Fly.
What else you guys think he possibly won? What other awards?
MTV Awards.
Yeah, MTV, BET Award.
Yeah.
Lifetime Achievement Award.
Lifetime Achievement Award. There you go.
He did okay.
Yeah, hell yeah. What else?
Radio.
Is this more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Songwriter.
I think. Billboards awards. You got billboards. What else? I'm trying to name them all. Oh, jeez. Grammys.
That's a good start, though.
Okay, okay.
That's a good, you know. He actually, over his 25 years, he's won 110 awards.
Damn. That's a lot.
But he's had 274 nominations.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? So he got three Grammys, six AMAs, six Billboards, and eight Soul Train, and many others as well, like the MTV, like you guys had mentioned. But those are the top ones that
Soul Train be getting him out, boy.
So he's definitely influenced the culture.
Nico, you could get one.
I hope so, man. God, bro, I want it just one.
You just get nominated, bro.
Yeah.
Nominated. Yo, your concert ticket sales will go up.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
All right. Where's my timer? I'm going to give you guys a timer and.
Uh oh. It's a test.
You guys got to name.
Oh, shit.
Let me see. In 30 seconds, 10 of R. Kelly songs.
Okay.
Bump and Grind.
Ignition.
Wait, just him or collabs?
Just him.
Oh.
Okay.
Just him.
Bump and Grind.
Okay. Ignition.
Two.
Step in the Name of Love. I Can Fly. Seem Like You Ready. That's five.
You Remind Me of My G.
That's
six. You Remind Me. Yeah.
Come on.
Happy People.
Yep,
Yeah.
Happy People.
Get close, y'all.
Come on, y'all.
Oh my God. I'm trying to think.
Come on, R&B team. Come on, R&B.
Forever?
Yep.
Okay,
that's
okay, yes.
Yep. Come on, team.
It seems like you're ready.
We already did that.
That's 10.
Yeah.
Damn.
But that was a coin, y'all.
Yeah. I can't figure
it out. But y'all was calling them out. Y'all got to take a shot.
You ain't got to tell me twice.
Oh, wow. What would be you guys' best memory with R. Kelly? Like one of his songs or just...
Ooh.
Yeah, please.
Ooh,
let's hear your story.
I was like, damn.
So back in the 90s, I used to make mixtapes. Because, I was trying to be a DJ, but I'm not a DJ. But anyway, I used to make mixtapes. And all my mixtapes, I never had hip-hop tapes. Mine were always R&B slow jams. I used to mix them. Here's one right here.
Oh, okay. Boom. Oh, damn.
That's my ex-girlfriend. So, yeah, I made this one. It's called Slow Jam 04.
Oh, look on that
list. So yeah, I used to do mixtapes, and R. Kelly was always on the mixtape because I'm trying to get that booty.
Sex in the kitchen.
Yeah,
by the stove.
Yep. I got R. Kelly on there. See, my memories were always when I used to make my mixtapes. I always had R. Kelly on my tapes. You know what I'm saying? So I had all that.
What about you,
Babs? Love it. That's a great memory. All right, as you guys know, R. Kelly has written and produced a lot of songs for different artists.
Lots of songs.
So I need you guys to give me at least five.
Off top, Maxwell, Fortunate.
Fortunate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at you, boy. Go ahead, Nico.
Yes.
I know my music, baby.
Come on now.
What else?
Let me think of one. Hold on. You talking collabos?
Nah,
yeah,
he wrote.
Anything that he wrote.
Oh, he wrote. Oh, shoot.
He written or produced with other artists.
Can I name another one?
Yeah, come with it. Anybody can name
him. I know he wrote
a
song for Ginuwine.
I don't know any.
God.
I know you guys ain't forgetting about someone special
in Vegas
that he worked with. Come on now.
Celine Dion.
Why are you looking at
Beyonce?
Why are the first people he's worked with?
Why are you looking at me?
Give me some of her songs. Did he produce?
I'm sorry, Aaliyah.
Four page letter.
I'm sorry, Aaliyah.
No, he didn't write that.
No, he didn't write that one.
AJ number.
Yes.
What's the song?
Back and forth.
Back and forth. Yeah, back and forth.
Try again.
Try again.
No, he didn't write that.
No, he didn't write that one.
Dang. I can't. Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Fire. Something called Fire.
That was Miss Elliott.
No. I mean, I'm about to look at these damn things right now.
But let me give you guys a few that actually.
It's okay.
Hot Like Fire. Hot Like Fire. He didn't write that one?
No.
Okay.
That was Timbaland.
Yeah. It was Timbaland. Oh, that was Timbaland. Yeah.
And Missy.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Sade, with your knowledge.
That's my shit.
Yeah, but one song I didn't know that R. Kelly, you know, remember Black 808?
Yeah. Yes, Black 808.
I didn't realize he wrote and produced that.
I like the whole album?
No, just that song,
808.
Oh, 808, okay.
I still play that song.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
I know you guys remember the famous Anytime, Anyplace, Janet Jackson.
Oh. I did not know he made it.
I didn't either.
Okay.
Damn, that's my song right there.
Wow, and remember, You Are Not Alone, Michael Jackson.
I knew that.
That was one that friend of mine, Kelly Price.
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah,
yes.
I don't know that song.
And then Life, KC and JoJo.
That's right.
Yes. So he got many, many others. So as we can see, he has been just constantly impacting the culture, right. You know, in a good way. Yeah.
Anything else?
I think that's about it.
All right. So since you know, I just got an idea. So normally when we're gonna do the top five Silky Sheets, but what we're gonna do R. Kelly style.
Okay.
So when we get back,
I feel it.
What you got for us? Anything, man? Whatever you want to play at home there, bro. When we get back from this music break, we're gonna go into the top five Silky Sheets, but this could be top five Silky Sheets R. Kelly style. So we're gonna find out what everyone on this panel here
got it.
What R. Kelly is gonna make it to the top five.
All right.
This your man Key Fur.
And Sade.
And girl Tasha.
R&B Live.
So patience ain't no virtue with you.
Yeah.
Good song.
That's sexy.
Yes.
That's sexy. What? Can't do nothing wrong with love language with my girl.
Yes.
SZA. That's fire. That's fire.
That was fire. Man. She a beast.
Yeah, she beast.
She really is.
All right, Jay Boogie. Do that.
Hey.
Like
it's magic.
I see nobody but.
Hey, I changed the look. Watch you guys.
Oh, you changed it?
Yeah, I don't like it though. I'm about to try to fix it later. The video. Tell me if you like
it. I'm looking at it.
Right now. It might be a little sexy. Here it goes.
I'm trying to see.
Oh.
No, I like it. It's Silky.
Ooh, look at that booty.
Oh, no, I like it.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
No, look, the silk, like everything.
It. Yeah.
I'm not an editor. I'm not an editor, so, you know,
you
so.
Good.
Yeah, that was good.
So, you know, so.
Okay, guys, so like this is the top five Silky Sheets. This is our R. Kelly theme. We all picked a song. So, are we going to do a poll for it?
A what?
A poll?
We're putting this on the website. So what R. Kelly's gonna go through the next week?
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? What song?
So pick mine.
So I got, you know, since I didn't even know this was the top song of all R. Kelly.
You picked it.
I picked it. So. Bump and Grind.
All right.
Hit it with Bump and Grind. Let's
hit it with your Bump and Grind, your man DJ Kiefer right here on the R&B Live Top 5 Silky Sheets.
Yes.
Here we go.
No.
Telling me no.
No.
But my body's telling me yes. Baby, I don't want to hurt nobody, but there is something that I must confess.
Yeah. know just what you want, and I know just what you need, girl. So,
baby, bring your body to me.
Bring your body here. I'm not fooling around with you. Baby, my love is true.
See nothing wrong. Hey. Come on, everybody, come on.
Classic.
With a little bump and grind. I don't see nothing wrong.
Classic.
Classic.
Yeah, classic.
Classic. Oh, God. So, so let me tell y'all, man. Let me tell y'all.
You know how many babies was conceived as well?
That part.
Now, check this out. Thank God I had my pull-out game was strong. Oh. So even though that song was playing, it was. I ain't got no kids now.
I had a couple accidents.
But the pull-out game was tight. Pull-out game. But R. Kelly made it very hard to pull out.
Okay, guys. So that is the number one top five Sookie Sheep picked by your one Kiefer. And only Kiefer. Okay, so what do we got for number two? Who's number two?
That's you, girl.
Seems like
you're ready.
Classic.
I know. So vote for mine.
Here we go. Right, it's your man Kiefer.
Sade.
Tasha.
And Nico.
Yay. Nico.
R&B Live.
Let's go.
Top five. Here we go.
What's up, baby?
Y'all gonna sing it?
No.
I wanna taste you. And I know you're gonna like it. So, are you ready? I love the way your body feels next to mine. Listen, let me explain. Temperatures are rising, and your body's yearning. Like you're ready.
Seems like you're ready.
So let me tell y'all a little story. I'm gonna tell y'all a little story. So every time I heard this song, every time I played it, I was like, I know she ready, but I don't know. R. Kelly, help me out. And I just let the tape play, and I look over to the left or to the right. Shit's starting to come down.
Hey.
I'm like, R. Kelly, I love you, man.
She's ready.
I'm serious. R. Kelly assisted into a lot of moments.
Let's go.
Keep it 100. Come on now.
Let's go, Kel. Yeah.
Come on. He literally, and I was shocked. I was like, God damn, this shit works. Because my homie told me, hey, man, just put some R. Kelly on and you ain't got to say shit. I said, nah, that shit ain't going to work. I put it to the test. That motherfucking shit worked.
Ah.
Play the whole 12 play album.
Oh my God, that album was classic.
Classic. Yeah. So that was a good one. Shout out. I don't know if I'm gonna beat that. What you got?
All right. So we got the number three.
This Tasha. What you got, Tasha?
All right. My number three is Get Up on the Room.
Get up on the room?
Yes. Let's get up in there.
Get up.
All right. So this is Tasha's pick. for the top 5 second sheets. Let's go. This is R&B Live.
Let's go.
Baby, we're both just sitting here. We need to get somewhere private. Just you and me. Listen. It's the middle of the night, and we're both just sitting here. I'm checking out your body. The hot shorts and tanks you wear make me wanna do something freaky to you, my baby. Gotta let me know something, 'cause I need to know right here.
Need to get somewhere.
Yeah. Alone.
Sometimes at my crib.
That's right.
You got folks at home.
So can we get up?
Can we get up on the moon?
Get up on the moon.
Baby, just me and
baby, me and you.
I'll go there on you.
I'll go there on you.
If we get up on the moon.
Bubble bath. And me chilling in a tub, babe.
I'm gonna wash your body, babe.
Wash that dirty body.
Yes.
Yeah, come in the
that
tub.
That's
good.
Yeah.
Damn, I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah,
that, that song is fire.
It's
wow.
been
wow.
a long time.
He got
time.
So many songs. That's fire.
Wow.
Nico, you picked one, right?
Huh?
You picked one?
Yeah, I picked one.
Yeah.
Let's go. Well, what you got?
It's good vibe, then Nico.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, we're going out of time.
What is it?
What you got, good vibe?
Yeah.
So, I got a story about this one.
Oh.
So, some years ago, I was playing one of the clubs out here in Vegas, opening for Lil Jon. So after I was done, he jumps on, and it's about midnight. Hit about 12:30. Out of the blue, he decides to drop a slow jam. It's R. Kelly. He let it play. There's this female that was in there trying to get to his bottle of tequila, and I guess he kind of noticed that, and he turns around, and both of them chugging out the bottle. Right, the song is about to end. There's like 10 seconds left. I'm like, yo, Lil Jon. He's like, what? Like, seriously, he was like, what? And I was like, yo, his song's about to end. He's like, what? The song's about to end. He turns around, bam, 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 hits it again. He played that same song about, I don't know, like 15, 20 minutes worth of that one song.
Wow. Damn.
And this is like prime time in the club. Nobody complained. Everybody like, everybody's getting freaky on the dance floor. It was cool.
Oh shit. No, what song was this? The
He's about to drop it.
Oh, okay. Well,
let's hear.
You ready?
Yeah. R&B Live, top 5. Good vibe.
Hey.
You remind me of my G. Your love has got me going crazy.
Baby, you know I want you real bad.
And girl, I really like your freaky style.
Oh, babe, down with you.
So get a little closer to my ride, baby.
I wanna get to know you later.
And hit me up on how to get inside you. Listen, pretty baby,
I wanna roll
it, roll it, roll it, roll it.
Yeah.
All I wanna do for you, baby. Girl, there's something kinda sexy going on about you.
I wanna
pump,
come on,
girl, just like my car.
What?
And something like my bank account. Girl, you remind me of my G.
I wanna wipe.
Something like my car.
I wanna pump,
girl.
Yes.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. I would be getting on some freaky shit on that one. Now, ladies, I have a question.
Yeah.
if a man said you remind me of my Jeep, would you get mad?
I mean, no, because I know what it means. No,
if you ain't okay, if you remind me of my Pinto.
Ew. No.
It has to be no.
Mm-mm.
No. Range Rover. Okay.
It depends on what you reminded me of.
Yeah.
You gotta fit, you know.
Remind me of my Prius. That
part. It always breaks down. All right, here we go. Hey, you know what? We are excited because we got Nico. He's actually the first artist on our show to ever do the top five.
Yeah, true.
Yes.
So, you know, we got to hear what you guys say, bro.
Yeah,
who's your R. Kelly top five?
Man, he got so many, but this is the first one that is actually on my playlist that came to mind. It's called If I Can Turn Back the Hands of Time.
Have you seen the video of that song?
A long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I literally went to tears. Mm-hmm. This song is too, man.
It's a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song. Have you guys heard of it, right?
Oh my God, of course. Yeah.
I haven't heard it in a while.
But you know, let's play that
really
because
begging,
that
singing,
that song, like, eating. Yeah, that was a very inspirational song.
Trying to get you back, girl.
It takes me back. Yeah. All right. So this is the fifth song for the top five Sucky Sheets. This is Nico's pick. Yeah, If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time by R. Kelly. Let's go.
Did I ever let you slip away? Never knowing I'd be singing this song someday. And now I'm sinking to rise no more. Ever since you closed the door, if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you'd still be mine. If I could turn back the hands of time, then darling, you'd still be mine. Funny how time goes by and blessings are missed in the wink of an eye. Why should one have to go on suffering when every day?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. I almost busted out in tears.
Nico just made us want to cry, man.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you could get any ass from that song, man.
But yeah.
But you could probably get her by if you, like,
get her back, man.
You get her back, yeah.
The radio.
Radio.
So that's
R. Kelly. Think for me, R. Kelly.
Vote number three.
Top five Sucky Sheets, guys.
I think those are some good ones. Some hard ones. So
yeah, make sure you guys vote for that. We want to thank Nico for joining us.
Yes.
Oh, it was awesome having you.
Man, thank you, bro.
For me, man.
Seriously.
Man, you made this show, bro.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Go ahead and give everyone your handles and where they can find your new song.
My new single is called All My Life. It's on all streaming platforms. NICOBLEU. And my Instagram, I'm a Jordy on my Instagram, NICO_BLEU.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And the name of the song is All
My Life.
All My Life.
Yes.
All My Life. That song is deep too.
Check it out. Yes.
Yeah.
That was good.
Who wrote that?
Me.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Lyrically, the pen game is tight.
Oh, well,
so, and
that's what we doing.
And then also,
For the domestic violence, make sure you guys, if you guys are struggling and you want to call the National Domestic Violence Hotline, it's 1-800-799-7233. So 1-800-799-7233. And you also can text 88788 if you'd like to get in contact with them 24/7.
I love it.
Anytime. So we'll have that information also on our website and social media.
Right on.
Thank you. Right on. That's beautiful. And hey, and
So just a shout out on our theme, guys. And one of our platforms that we hold dearly to our hearts as well is Celebrate Black Love.
Yes.
Yes.
Mike London, Jessica Washington.
Yes. Yes.
You guys are the dynamic duo over there. You can find more information at celebrateblacklove.com. Okay. So don't forget that. All right.
And also, guys, please join us on all of our platforms. R&B-live.com and check this out. We got an app. Y'all stop playing. We got an app.
Stop playing with us.
Stop playing with us. We got the app. You guys go to our app, you know, and you can see it right there. You get the videos, everything that you need to know about R&B Live is right there. Come on now, you guys. There's no excuse. No excuse to follow us, chime in. Give us your love, but right. I want to thank everyone for joining this
guys.
Episode.
Yeah. What a great
episode
show.
24.
You know, guys, thank you.
You know, so
we did it. Hey,
make sure you guys tune in next Thursday or the Thursday after Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Every other Thursday we're here.
Okay.
So you guys just keep it locked right here. It's your man Kiefer.
Tasha.
And Nico.
Nico.
Yay. Yay.
Nico. R&B Live.
Let's go.
Peace.